Help for people of all sorts. The 6-Foot Bible. The Complete New World Translation, available in English, Spanish, and Italian Braille, ranges from 20 to 28 volumes and requires a minimum of 6 feet 5 inches of shelf space. Other Braille formats require less room than a Bible on embossed paper. For example, Braille note takers enable the blind to take notes and to access electronically stored information by means of a portable device that raises and lowers pins to produce Braille symbols. The blind can also locate and listen to publications with the help of screen readers, which convert written text into the spoken word. For more than 100 years, the Witnesses have produced Bible-based publications for the blind, and these are now available in 19 languages. Though interested blind people can have these publications without charge, many make a voluntary donation. The Witnesses have developed a computer program that is capable of transcribing text into Braille in many languages. After a conversion table is set up containing both the vernacular print and the Braille characters, the program is able to convert text into Braille. It also formats the publication in a way that makes it easy for the blind to read. This automation will make it possible to produce Braille publications, including the Braille Bible, in virtually any language that has Braille characters, including those that use non-Roman scripts. Previously, when a new publication was released at a convention, the audience was told that the releases in Braille could be ordered later. Last year, the United States branch office surveyed the congregations to find out which conventions blind individuals planned to attend and which format, embossed paper, electronic note taker, or electronic screen reader, they preferred. Embossed paper copies were shipped to the conventions that had blind individuals in attendance, which made it possible for them to receive the new releases at the same time as everyone else. A week after the convention, electronic formats were emailed to each person who desired them. A blind sister said, "It was a wonderful privilege to receive the literature along with everyone else. Psalm 37:4 says that Jehovah will give us the requests of our heart. He did that this weekend." Another blind witness began to weep and said, "Thanks to Jehovah for caring for us so well." Thousands learn to read and write. In 2011, Jehovah's Witnesses helped more than 5,700 people to become literate. This is what has been happening in some countries. Ghana. During the past 25 years, we have helped more than 9,000 learn to read and write. Mozambique. More than 19,000 have learned to read over the past 15 years. A student named Felizarda said, "It makes me happy now that I can read Bible texts to others. That was very difficult for me before." Solomon Islands. The branch office writes, "In the past, many living in isolated areas did not have access to schools. Also, very few girls received a formal education. Therefore, women in particular have benefited from the literacy classes. After completing the course, many have more confidence in themselves." Zambia. Since 2002, nearly 12,000 have improved their literacy skills. Agnes, who is 82 years old, says, "When congregation literacy classes were announced, I was happy to enroll. At the first lesson, I learned to write my own name."